This is Bob Wynn with a view from here. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. It is a time we like to give thanks for all the blessings we've received and continue to receive every day. Now, I know that Thanksgiving last year was certainly a struggle, and this year is not without its challenges. But we do need to give thanks for all the blessings we have and continue to receive. The gorilla in the room? Well, COVID-19, of course. I give thanks for all the hard-working healthcare workers that have elevated their game to help us cope with this pandemic. I also give thanks for the COVID vaccine. Now, I know some of you refuse to get the vaccination, and that's certainly your right. I, however, did get the vaccination, and I give thanks that so far I've not come down with this awful disease. I know it's hard to look at the current economy and give much thanks, but we need to. Looking back at the economy in November of last year for Thanksgiving, it was pretty much a disaster. Unemployment was at an all-time high, and the prospects of a new president fixing anything, well, they were pretty dim. Well, the economy is much better than it was last Thanksgiving, so why did we give thanks for that at least? Could it be better? Well, sure it could. But it's not as bad as it was last year. As for the president, well, we didn't have much hope he'd fix anything, and certainly that feeling continues as he flails from one crisis to another. We should be thankful we're finally out of wildfire season. Frankly, it was terrible this year, and I, for one, am thankful it's over. I'd like to be giving thanks to our leaders developing new plans to address those wildfires, but that appears to once again not be happening again this year. We can all give thanks for our friends and our neighbors, especially since the COVID lockdowns of last year and all the social isolation that we all suffered, which is just not human nature. We should give thanks that we at least can now see our friends and neighbors and interact with them once again. Mask or no mask, vaccination or no vaccination, hey, it's just great to be able to see our friends again and interact with them. Family? Absolutely. We should give thanks to them every day, but especially at Thanksgiving when we now have the ability to get together once again. Family is the foundation of our existence and one we should all cherish. Finally, thanks to our Lord and Savior for allowing us to live in peace and to live in one of the most beautiful places on the face of the earth. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Give thanks for everything you receive. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View from here.